I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First, Turkey's government cracks down on protesters raising concerns about human rights. Then later, women throughout Asia are taking scripture to heart. There's a place for you in every story, and we'll connect you in just a few moments. But first, this is the sound of Turkish protests that began on March 19th. A day before, Istanbul University annulled Ekrem İmamoğlu's degree, barring him from running in the presidential election. İmamoğlu, a leading rival to pro-Islamic President Erdogan, was soon jailed, triggering nationwide protests. Tens of thousands have taken to the streets, with over 1,100 arrests so far. A local believer we'll call Emra explains.
The people that protest are majority university students protesting to protect their right to keep their degree, to have an insurance that they will be able to keep their degree after they graduate.
Protesters are shouting, rights, law, and justice. They're concerned over the country's growing oppression of freedom and persecution of opposition.
What protesters are afraid of is future security, because what we see here is the government more and more abusing their power.
Despite Turkish law protecting the right to protest, the police often use tear gas, rubber bullets, and other forceful methods.
Pray that the Buddhists succeed and justice himself and a better Turkey will come soon.
Pray for gospel opportunities. And to learn more about the protests as well as how to pray into them, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Elsewhere, South Sudan is once again on the brink of civil war. The latest wave of violence erupted earlier this month when a youth militia overran South Sudanese army barracks. The government responded with force, and chaos spread throughout the country. At least 63,000 people have fled the capital. Dane with Unfolding Word says.
The State Department has issued a level 4 warning for Americans, which is their highest level. And they say, if you go there, you should leave a DNA sample with your family doctors so they can identify you later. There is violent crime like carjackings and shootings and ambushes. Foreign nationals have been victims of rape, sexual assault, armed robberies, and other violent crimes.
Unfolding Word trains and equips local believers to do Bible translation. Partners working on translations in neighboring Sudan are based in South Sudan.
It's pretty serious, but our partners are still working. They're still translating the Bible.
Ramadan presents a unique opportunity for translators to share their work. Pray the Lord will use Bible translations in minority languages to introduce people to Jesus.
Very often we hear stories of Muslims coming to Christ during Ramadan because he appears to them in dreams and visions and speaks to them. And then the next thing you know, he leads them to someone who has a Bible that they can read in their language.
And finally, Jesus loves women. And Silk Handley with A3 says it's important for women to know that they're valuable.
To the Lord, but also in their context to serve, to minister, that they have a voice.
She says A3's Women in Ministry cohort is designed to bring women to the table.
This is just a great opportunity for us to come alongside women, empowering them, equipping them in topics like spiritual formation, leadership, mission.
What started as a Bible study in one Southeast Asian country has since spread to 4 others. Women are taking scripture to heart. After a recent training in Nepal,
I heard feedback that some of the husbands of the wives were just saying that they've noticed a difference in their wives.
Women who've been blessed by A3's programs are being equipped now to train others.
We empower so that each group can carry it forward.
Pray for growth for the women involved with the ministry of A3. Pray that God's word would shape their identities, roles, and responsibilities. And pray that they'll use their gifts and abilities to build up the Big C Church.
I'm not saying women power. I'm just saying let's embrace what men and women can do for the kingdom of God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.